Living Christ, prepare us once more to hear your resurrection message. Open our hearts to the joyous gift of life shared with us this day, and open our minds to your presence each and every day. Amen. Our gospel reading comes to us from Mark, from the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But this man said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the living word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Pray with me. Gracious and most holy God, on this holiest of days, we gather to be reminded that you are a God of love, that you are a God who saves, that you are a God who is with us even in this day. And as we hear the story of finding the tomb empty, a story that is familiar to many of us, open our hearts and our ears and our minds that we may hear a message from you today, something that will stir our hearts and encourage our spirits. May the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So you can listen to the narrative, the story of Jesus's empty tomb from several of the Gospels, right? Like, it is something that we gather on this day and we are reminded, and we come to the end of our Lenten journey. Now, how many of you, just out of curiosity, gave something up for Lent? How did you do? I'm getting a double thumbs up over here. How many of you took something up for the season of Lent, a time of intentionality? Good. How did that work out for you? Good. Okay. And how many of you are just really glad that we don't have to wear purple anymore? Well, I can imagine that for many of us, the Lenten journey can be a long one. That for 40 days, not counting Sundays, we journey with Jesus through the wilderness. And it was his preparation for the work of ministry that he was going to be doing in the world. Something that was going to show and reveal a truth about God that hadn't been seen before. That Jesus was modeling a life that he shared with the disciples and has been passed from generation to generation across time and space for us, right? That Jesus was showing us this life. And sometimes the season of Lent is filled and fraught with that, reminders of difficult times or difficult circumstances or our suffering. And we spend a lot of Holy Week just immersed in that emotionally charged last days of Jesus's life. We remember the entry into Jerusalem where they were waving the palm branches. He rode in on a donkey. They were hoping to be saved from the powers of empire. And what he was saving them from was themselves. That Jesus came in to usher in a kingdom of peace and love and reconciliation. It was this message that was what precipitated those last moments of suffering, right? The institution of the Last Supper, the washing of the disciples' feet, the trial upon the religious authorities, and later in front of Pilate, to this ultimate death upon the cross. And we sit in that, and we recognize that, and we were waiting for today. We were waiting for the hope, for the resurrected life, for the newness that comes today. How many of you are thankful for the new hope and the new life and the resurrection for today? Yeah, I am. Yeah. This is full participation. I should see hands waving in the air. Can I get an hallelujah? So sometimes we focus a lot, and this is across the board, the suffering that Jesus did for us. Because we understand that Jesus came into the world for the forgiveness of sins, that whoever professes his name and believe in him will have eternal life. I believe it's more than that. It is more that we look beyond those final days of suffering of Jesus and we look at the 3 years of Jesus' life that acts as a life of discipleship and witness and good news. That truly is what today is about. The new life, this new way of being, this reconciliation that God made possible through Christ Jesus, that life of servanthood and love and care is what we come to be reminded of today. This morning, as we gathered at the sunrise service, I shared a story from Tony Campello, and I will share it with you today. For those of us who are not there yet, listen to Tony Campello, a minister who tells of a time he was invited to preach at his home church, Mount Carmel Baptist Church in Philadelphia. On Good Friday, 7 ministers were preaching, one after another. Thankfully, you only have me today, standing between you and Easter lunch. They had 7. When it was Tony's turn to preach, he rolled into high gear, and he was good. The more Tony preached, the more the people in that congregation got turned on. He got better and better. I got so good, I wanted to take notes on myself. And at the end of his message, the congregation broke loose. So Tony, he sat down next to his pastor, looked at him with a smile, and the pastor reached down, squeezed his hand, and said, "You did all right." And Dr. Campolo asked him, "Are you going to be able to top that?" And the old man smiled and said, "Son, you just sit back, because this old man is going to do you in." And Dr. Campolo didn't think anyone could have done him in that day. But the old man got up and did him in. The amazing thing was that he did it with just one line over and over again. For an hour and a half, he stood that crowd on its ear with just one line. And that line was, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." He started his sermon real softly by saying, "It's Friday. It was Friday and my Jesus was dead on the tree. But that was Friday and Sunday's coming." And the preacher kept going. It was Friday. The cynics were looking at the world and saying, as things have been, so shall they be. You can't change anything in this world, but those cynics don't know it was only Friday. Sunday's coming. And it was Friday, and on Friday, those forces that oppress the poor and make the poor suffer were in control. But that was Friday, and Sunday's coming. It was Friday, and on Friday, Pilate thought he had washed his hands of a lot of trouble. The Pharisees were strutting around laughing and poking each other in the ribs. They thought they were back in charge of things, but they didn't know that it was only Friday, and Sunday was coming. Over and over, he came at us, says Dr. Campolo. It was Friday, but Sunday's coming. By the time he got to the end of his message, he had everyone so worked up that no one could have stood it any longer. At the end of his message, he shouted, "It's Friday!" And all 500 people shouted back, "Sunday's but Sunday's coming." So wake up, folks, because the good news today is not that Sunday's coming. Sunday is here. It may look like we live in Good Friday world, but we have a risen Savior who offers us hope, love, and forgiveness. Let us not be in a Good Friday state of mind, but rather in the same mind as Christ. Things are different. Let the risen one rise in you. May you live differently. May you move in your life differently. We are not called to remain in suffering. We are not called to remain in our pain. We are not called to remain in isolation. We are not called to remain in the powers and principalities of this world that further destroys us in the world. We are not called to remain in our brokenness. We are not called to remain in separation from a God who loves us so much to send his son, Jesus, into the world. Sunday is here. The Lord is risen, for that is a miracle for each and every one of us. That is the truth we cling to today. And may the world see that truth in the way that you live and engage in the world. We are not Good Friday people. We are Easter people. Sunday
is here.
Let's try that again. Sunday is here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.